Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 260.
Jeez.
Yes, jeez. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hola.
And Jeff.
Aloha.
Fozzie thought that Olive Garden was more important than the show tonight, so he is eating breadsticks and other stuff, I guess. So.
Hey, to be fair, Olive Garden has gotten better.
So what we hear.
So we've heard.
Their breadsticks are all right. I'll give them that.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, they're just sticks of bread. They're not bad. I guess Fozzie decided it was Olive Garden night, and that's where he's gone off to play. So he's not here to tell us that he hasn't played anything new recently. So, but Jeff has.
Yeah, I have a little bit.
You played a
little bit.
You played some golf, right?
Yes, the Rory McIlroy PGA Tour. From good old EA Sports.
Yeah, it's like the, I guess the full title is EA Sports Rory McIlroy PGA Tour. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a mouthful for sure. And I thought it was Rory McIlroy, so what do I know? But what have I done so far? I played a round, like just a quick round with my girlfriend. I've done a couple career events, like so I made my golfer and started that. I've done a little bit of night golf, and what else did I do? Oh, and I tried out the Battlefield Fantasy course, which I don't know, man. Are there other fantasy courses? Because I can't tell. I really can't.
I mean, there's the Battlefield one, but I think then there's some, like, courses that aren't
real, like
courses, but they're not.
They should mark them somehow for us people who are not golf experts.
Yeah, I couldn't tell when I was looking at them.
I was like, I don't know. That looks like it could be fake, but it also could be totally real. I mean, fucking whatever. St. Andrews is real. That's pretty crazy looking. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So that's what I've played so far. I know this game has gotten some bad reviews, and from like the hardcore PGA Tour fans, like Tiger Woods fans, like real disappointment. And yeah, it is a little bit disappointing. I'll give them that. It's definitely stripped of features like EA likes to do when they make a next-gen debut. But you wouldn't expect that because this was a game like, you know, this series took a couple years off. So you figured, hey, they've been working on this next gen one for a couple of years now. Like, you would figure it'd have everything that the other ones did and more. That's not the case. Like half the courses, half the golfers, whatever. Like a whole bunch of shit stripped out of it. So yeah, I don't know, but that stuff doesn't really bother me that much because I always think I'm gonna play these games a bunch, and then I play them for like, you know, really heavily for a month till the next game comes out that I want, and I never touch them again. So there's a couple things I'm disappointed about, like just like really little things, like you can't watch a replay of your shot. Like, what the fuck? Why not?
Seems really weird. Like, that's been like basic functionality in EA Sports games since
it's like
all
an, yeah,
on PS2. Like,
come on, now. That's like, I guess you could always be like, Xbox, you know.
You could do that on, like, the Super Nintendo and Genesis. You could watch replays, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. On plenty of sports games. Like, I don't know, just like a really, really standard feature that they, for some reason, thought wasn't. I mean, how hard would that be to implement? Like, for fuck's sake. When you make a golfer, it's, like, really limited compared to, like, what you could do just 2 years ago or fucking 7-8 years ago. Like, it's just insanely limited on that. There's things, but the basic, like, to me, like, the basic, like, golf is sound. The graphics are great. And most of the modes are, like, you know, the night golf mode I really like. The fucking fantasy course, the Battlefield one, is atrocious. I think it's really bad, but I don't know. I'm having fun with it's all right. It's golf, you know. I needed something to play because I could not get into Witcher 3, so I sold that motherfucker. And I was done with Batman, so I sold that motherfucker. I had really not much going on. I was playing like virtual console titles, so.
Huh. Really, you couldn't you tried some more Witcher and couldn't get into it anymore or?
Yeah, I was maybe 3 hours, and I was saying, like, I don't know, every time I play it, it was like, oh, this is okay, but never at any one point ever was I, like, having fun, I realized, so I was like, don't, you know, I have limited time to play games as it is now, so fuck this shit, like, and I don't, you know, no disrespect to people that like the game, I could see people really enjoying it, I was just bored as shit playing it,
Fair.
it's too bad. Like I give those guys credit. I love the little note that they have in the box when you buy that game. Do either of you guys have the physical copy?
I do
No.
not,
no.
They have like a note in there, like, you know, like thank you for spending your hard-earned money on our game, and you know we've spent like 200 of us have spent the last 3 years or whatever the fuck making this, and it is with great humility that we present to you The Witcher 3. It's like this is awesome, like. What other company would leave a note like that? It's like, and it, like the package is like, it's awesome. Just like fucking tons of shit like that, like booklets and probably fucking maps and shit, and like you get a soundtrack CD and all that. So I feel bad. I mean, I bought their game, so there they go. I contributed one
Yeah,
sale.
they got your money.
Yeah, they don't really care anymore. But they actually, you know, they are the type that like seems to really care what people say, and you know, they respond and. Do lots of patches and good for them. I just fuck, I couldn't get into it, man, and I knew it was a commitment and I had stuff coming up, so sorry, Witcher 3.
It's all right, Jeff.
It's okay.
There are more games coming too, so.
Oh yeah. I'm hoping I could get through this before like at least, you know, put a big dent in this golfing experience before Rare Replay, because that's gonna be most of August for me.
Don did not enjoy golf. I guess he liked it okay, but
Yeah, I mean, I could see what people say, right? Like, I could see why you would be like, fuck this, dude. I'll wait till I get it for free, you know?
yeah, I mean, especially if you like to like create a character, because those options are abysmal.
You know what? And then something else about that as well. When you're playing career mode, it increases your stats based on how you play. So if you do lots of really good drives in a round, it'll increase your strength or whatever.
Right.
It's like, dude, I need you to fucking help me out on the putting, bro. And
Right.
I,
I'm
you know,
terrible at putting. I can't putt for shit, and
if
that's
my
where
stats
my
were
match goes
increased, it'd be
apart.
fine. You know, if I could up my stats beyond a 60, but they're like very, you know. Giving me very little in the way of putting stats because that's where I'm failing. So it's like,
I do think that's how it's been done in. I don't know if that's how it's been done in Madden, but I believe that's how it's been done in like FIFA and NHL over the last few years. It's like if you're better, if you play this way, it kind of focuses on what you're good at to make you better there, but it's like it doesn't help if you suck in one area completely. I guess it's
yeah.
realistic, but like.
Well, and there's been like RPGs that'll kind of do that. Like, you know, I think like in Skyrim, if you jump a lot or whatever, like that'll increase that stat. I like the idea of that.
Right.
At the same time, I would just like, you know,
I want the
prefer
game to
how
be
it was in the
fun.
past. Yeah, I would like to just be able to increase, like, just load up on my putting so I could make crazy long putts and shit.
Yeah, I don't need the game to make a virtual representation of me. I want like the awesome golfer that looks like me. Like I'm not a great golfer, and but I want one that can like putt and drive and but I also want to play as like the character I want on screen, and so it's like it's weird limitations to it. So.
Yeah.
Did you play the Battlefield map though?
Yes, it's fucking terrible, dude.
Thought it was funny, like for one go through, but
Like, honestly, it didn't do much for me at all. Like,
it's a golf course.
yeah, but they're all par threes, which I have a problem with in this game in general, where it's like, even if it says like, yo, it's uphill, like, elevation 16 feet up from you, and I pull back, somehow I overshoot the whole goddamn thing and I'm in the water. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, I'm pulling way back, like, whatever. And just, I don't like par threes in general. Like, I just, they're like, that's a shitty hole. I'd rather, like, I like par fives where you could try to get on the fucking green in two and possibly get an eagle or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
Right, or birdie because you suck at putting.
yeah, exactly. It's like, so, like, fuck. You're gonna make, why would you make a whole course? It's fantasy. Like, mix it up. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I mean you could have a lot of threes on it, but they should have
Yeah.
added some fours and a few fives.
Yeah. So, yeah, I could see. I'm not telling anyone to go out and buy it, but like, fuck, I'm having fun with it. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Good.
So, yeah, it's golf.
Anything else you've been playing?
Oh, I'm very proud of this. I beat Super Castlevania 4. Come on, who else has done that? Nobody, exactly.
I don't even believe. I mean, I probably played it, but I don't think I've ever sunk a lot of time into it.
It is like out of the old school, Castlevanias, it's probably up there as one of the best. Just awesome, like all sorts of the Mode 7 shit for Super Nintendo, and you could swing your whip around different directions and whatnot. And it's just an old school, straightforward, like get through the level, kill the boss, Castlevania. But like God, dear God, like the last two bosses are fucking wow, dude. Like I save stated the fuck out of Dracula. I don't know how anyone would just go in like back in the day and just beat him. Like that had to take like real dedication. Like he's fucking impossible. Even with save stating, I was like, wow, I can't believe I beat him. So I'm very proud, even though I kind of cheated my way through to the end there. So, and then after that, I bought Aria of Sorrow, like one of the Game Boy Advance ones on the eShop. So I started that. It's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tony, what are you implying?
I've been playing a lot. I beat Batman. But we'll save Batman for you because you played a lot more Batman.
I did.
And I've been playing a lot of Panzer Corps Wehrmacht.
God.
Oh God. This game harkens back to the old Panzer General game, where basically you control. It's kind of hard for me to figure out the scale of the units. I think they're supposed to be battalions, but I don't really know. But the game was on sale this past weekend on Steam, and I was able to buy the core. Well, I already had the core game, but I was able to get the expansion campaigns, and there are like seven of them for all of World War II. So basically, you start off with your, I guess it's about a division of troops, and you take it through Poland and France and Russia, and you basically go through the entire war, and you fight battles, and your troops get experience. And you like upgrade your units as the war goes along and try to survive it, which is kind of cool. It's a lot of fighting, a lot of trying to preserve your troops because there's a lot of battles to fight and kind of get worn down as the campaigns go along. But it's a lot of fun. It plays really easily. Unlike a lot of the strategy games I play, it's really easy to get into. It's kind of relaxing.
So even I can play
Even you could play it, Jeff.
it? Probably not.
It's pretty easy. I mean, you basically click on a space and then click another space, and the unit goes there.
It's probably a hardware issue more so on my end. I don't think I'm.
I would. This game is old school. It's not very
Yeah.
hard to run. So you could even you could run it.
Tempting, but then again, golf.
Anything else besides tank battles?
Just that and Batman.
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 They should throw in what's his name? Adam West Batman. I saw they added Michael Keaton Batman, that's pretty cool.
They did.
And the Batmobile. Is that, are those free, or is
that's part of the season pass.
Yeah, you can go fuck yourself with that, Warner Brothers. That should be free for the fucking debacle they did on PC.
That's none of that stuff's even available on PC right now, so.
I'm going to say this, just unrelated and throwing it out there. VA wants to make it up to us golf fans. You know, there's a simple way to do that. Free, they say there's free courses coming, but I think that'll translate to free course. Here's a free course.
You might get two.
Yeah. I'm saying, though, like, hey, double the course. Like, treat this as not an annual title and treat it as, like, something like a service that you are going to keep updating, like Splatoon. And fuck, dude. Then it becomes a goodbye. Just throwing it out there. I know they're not listening, but.
Maybe they are.
You never know. Send it their way. Someone send this to them.
Tony and I finished Batman.
Yeah.
Tony liked it way less than I did, so.
Significantly less.
I don't think you.
I don't hate it.
Terrible game, though.
No. There are parts of it I hate. There are parts of it that I think are really bad and shouldn't be really bad, considering how good the rest of the game is.
I agree with that fully. Like, I think that, especially, we talked about it before the show, the last 3 hours of the game are they're rough and filled with bad design choices.
Yes.
For encounters, and
they emphasize the wrong parts of the game. Like,
yeah, they do.
The Predator stuff is great. The hand-to-hand fighting is fantastic. The end of the game is all the damn tank combat, which
it's a lot of it.
Is un-Batman. Throw that out there. It's not Batman. And it's just not very much fun.
No, because like, the tanks all go, like, it's all the same with each tank. It's like, shoot the sensor above it and it'll blow up, or shoot the sensor twice above it and it'll blow up. But that's not even, like, to me, that's not even the word. Like, I didn't hate the tank battles as much as I hated the Cobra, stalk the giant tanks that can destroy you really quickly.
I don't hate it. It just, I would, like, have one battle like that, okay?
Right.
And after the first time, it was enough.
There were, like, I was like, all right, this is kind of cool. Like, it's something different, but then it's like, every time you clear an area out, then they're like, and now we're sending in the Cobra tanks. Or send in the Cobra tanks, and we're just going to hover around this area because we don't want Batman to get to it. It's like, the Cobra tanks suck.
Yeah, it's... And I would even go as far, like, I think this is one point where me and... Like, one game where me and Tony are, like, in total agreement, except I felt like the combat near the end was bullshit. Like, the great thing about, like, Batman's combat is its simplicity, and I don't need fucking all these different enemy types coming in where, oh, you have to tap the left trigger to stun them, or, oh, you have to do this or that. Like, there's too many guys coming at me at once. Like, I like when it just feels really smooth and, like, you're a badass and fucking shit up. Maybe I'm just kind of suck at it. I don't know, but... I don't know, you guys didn't feel that ever near the end, like, near the final battles, that you were overwhelmed with too many, like, types of enemies coming at you?
The only time I felt that way, and it's the only time I really, like, stumbled in combat, was right at the... There's a tank battle on the ground, and then you go up, and Oracle's going to kind of, like, help you on top of the police station. And I got through the first two waves, but then a third wave come down, and there's a cutscene, even, and it drops down to, like, big dudes, like Goliaths, that can change their weapon types on the fly.
Oh, yeah.
And, that was annoying, because, like, to take down one of those Goliaths, you have to do, like, the super punch, like, the really fast punches on them. And that's really hard to do when there's two of them.
Yeah, no, I remember exactly what you're talking about. And that's another instance, though, of, like, why does there have to be three waves? The game was, like, it didn't need to be, like, it wasn't long, but you could have cut, like, probably 2 hours from it, and it would have been a better game for it, in my opinion.
Possibly. I mean, you could have cut, like, a couple of those waved encounters, and You definitely could have stopped. You didn't need to dump 60 and 40 tanks on us at the end there.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I really like the ending sequence. Like, once, I don't want to really spoil it on the show, but the whole thing with the end reveal and...
Why can't we... We could spoil it. It's a few weeks out, aren't we? It's when did it come out? Almost a month ago.
Yeah, about a month ago.
People... I blazed through that game. So if I blaze through it, I feel like... I don't know. I don't care either way, because I don't... I thought it was all right. I thought it was all right, you know.
Right.
Story-wise, was the least of its sins, in my opinion. Although the Joker shit, dude, got really annoying to me near the end.
That gets pretty excessive. Yeah. There's just too much of it.
That's the one thing I'll say about this game. It's too much. Too much of this, like, too much everything, and then not enough of the things that are awesome about Batman, so.
Well, like, the stuff, and I wish there was more of this, but Tony brings it up in his review that's going to go up soon. Is the when you're fighting with somebody else, you could do like the dual takedowns. And I thought that was really cool, being able to switch with the different characters on the fly. And
oh yeah, that's a nice addition. Really
awesome. It was so much fun.
That fits in with the simplicity of the combat, where it makes you feel like a badass. Like, that shit was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that stuff, and I enjoyed the story for the most part. I mean, there are some issues with it. The overall ending, it's not the overall ending, because you still have to go through and complete everything to initiate, like, the ending sequence, but, I guess the story ending was, I found a little kind of out of character for Batman stuff, but it does put a very big, like, ending bow on Rocksteady's stuff, like, we cannot return to this. Like,
yeah, you never know.
No, I'm sure. Like Warner was like, and now you're gonna do another Batman game.
they keep saying that they're done. At least that's what I've heard. Is like they, you know, said over and over, this completes our trilogy. This is it. But fuck, dude, how many times have we heard that before? Like, other companies.
I think we probably won't get a Batman game. You'll probably get like a Justice League game where you play as Batman or character like Batman. Like a melee-focused character, because that's what they're good at. Like,
I would love to just see them do something out of left field you don't expect. Like, because all we've seen them do is Batman, and obviously they have a nice high pedigree. But, you know, what if they did, fuck, who knows, whatever, anything, you know what I mean? But
right.
Whatever. It sucked for them to just turn it, like, I'm sure they are sick of it. Like, they want to do something else. But...
I don't, and like for me as like a fan of Batman and like somebody who's read the comic books, like there were some really cool things in there, like the sequences with the Joker where he ends up like they show Barbara getting shot where she like lost the use of her legs, and then the whole like I guess like the Jason Todd stuff. With Robin, like I thought that was all like stuff that like I grew up with reading comic books and like.
Well, Feminist Frequency is not happy about any of that bullshit.
Well, there's some
you
of it
see
that's
that?
Kind of. I mean, I can't blame her for some of that because it's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty universal too in that game.
You
have four female yes. characters and you basically kick the shit out of all of them. Like they all exist.
Especially when like most of them or all of them are supposed to be like badasses, you know
right?
What I mean?
Exactly. Right. It's completely like, out of character. So it's but, either.
I mean, like the Ivy stuff was terrible. Like,
oh.
But Batman needs people to save at the same time, and then like Chris said, a lot of this is coming from source material. So.
Well, the Barbara Gordon stuff in particular, like that's actually
that's like verbatim. Like, if
well, that's the most
jokes,
disturbing. Disturbing part of the. That's like the M rating right there. I thought like that was scene with her where you're like, holy shit, dude, that's fucking, wow.
No, not that. That's not the part. Her shooting herself. Well.
No, yeah, not that part. Like this part where the Joker comes in and shoots her. Like that. That is like that's
the killing joke. That's how the
from
yeah.
That's straight from the comics. Yeah. Like that's the Alan Moore like. Book like to a T right there, Yeah, I mean they don't do their female characters any service, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Catwoman's basically locked away the entire time, and Ivy is really weak. Like, she's basically, oh, Batman, come and save my trees. The entire time.
The entire game.
Yeah.
Save my trees.
I didn't quite mind what they did with Barbara in the game. Like, it made sense to a degree. Like, this was, I don't know. I wasn't upset about that stuff, but yeah, definitely Ivy and Catwoman are definitely wasted. And I could see where somebody would be upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go back and play some of it. You know, after we talked last week and, you know, Tony had said some of the side stuff was the better stuff. I did try some of the Two-Face stuff and some of the Penguin stuff. And that stuff is fun, especially the Penguin stuff. You get to fight with Nightwing, so getting more of that double teaming stuff is cool by itself. The Riddler trophies, they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, there was no way I was doing that. Just absolutely no way.
I do like the Riddler challenges, though. Like the specific ones that when you do them, like you get a key for Catwoman's.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, like they're sometimes racing courses or puzzles, like. But they all like they're all involving the Batmobile, which is weird. But that's actually the best use of the Batmobile.
I like the racing courses; those are fun.
Yeah, and anytime you have to solve a puzzle with the Batmobile is quite fun too. So
yeah, like that's the thing is like they made great use of the Batmobile, and even like I'm not hating on Tank Combat. It's just if there was just less of it, it would be fine.
Well, what they probably should have had a couple. Like maybe you can clear each island once, and that's it. And then, like, leave everything else, leave all the rest of the tank combat to those mines that are in the ground.
Yeah.
They're all tank battles, too. But you can opt into them. Like, you don't have to do them unless you're going for 100%. But all the other tank stuff was crazy. I don't know. I mean, there hasn't been a lot out yet this year. But for me, it's, like, the second best game I played, so...
Yeah, that's when I first started playing it. I was like, "This is easily the best game I've played this year." And then by the end of it, I was still like, "This is one of the best." But I still maybe
there's gonna be a lot of other games.
This is me maybe having high hopes. It's like I don't know if it makes the top 10 because I have there's a lot I'm looking forward to in the second half of the year. So
true. That was all I really played outside of like a little bit more of golf, which. I'm probably going to delete and just wait for it to show up in the vault.
Yeah, I could, you know, it's hard for me to defend this game. All I can say is I'm having fun with it. Like, me and my girlfriend are playing around right now. It's just relaxing. Golf is always fun, no matter how stripped down the product is. Like, the base game is fun, you know what I mean? So, and, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm kind of, like, skimming through Tony's review here, and he ended up watched the full ending on YouTube.
That's right. There was really no other choice, right?
Was it worth it? Would it be worth all the extra hours?
God, no.
Yeah,
I didn't think so. You could just watch it on YouTube. It's available.
Exactly. Yeah. It's there. There's no.
I thought about that. I just forgot, and then I stopped caring.
I mean, it's still there.
Yeah.
It didn't disappear from YouTube.
Yeah, maybe. It was, maybe.
But Batman. I don't know. I had fun with it.
Yeah, it's...
I certainly wouldn't say that. If you're a Batman fan, like I think you should probably play it. It's like as a Batman fan, I thought I got my $60 worth out of it.
Just like the first 10 minutes when you first get the Batmobile and you like fly into it and shit, I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking awesome, you know. So
yeah. I think you said it though, Jeff. There's like too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's too much of everything. Like there's too much Batmobile, there's too many waves of enemies, there's also too much shit to do on the map. Like there's so much stuff to do.
Yeah.
Like outside of the main quest.
It's one of those things where a little restraint would have went a long way.
Yeah. So, I really would like to like get Don on the couch and understand what his problems with the game are, because he didn't finish it, so he got really angry with it and shut it down.
That's crazy. He like just bought it and hated it that much and said, fuck it.
I think he got it from Gamefly, so he didn't actually pay for it. But
it's, to me, it's one of the few games in the last year or two where I burned through that in 2 days. Like, it's not that long. I had 2 days off. Now, don't get me wrong, so probably putting 5 hours in a day or whatever, but...
True. Yeah, I mean, I probably put 16 into it, but I did a bunch of the side stuff, too, and...
Yeah,
I'm tied with Tony on my leaderboard right now, so...
I just blazed through that fucker. Like, I think I, like, did, like, one firefighter rescue mission. Like, that was about it. I was like, whatever. Like, I'll get to this stuff when I was done. I always say that in games where there's, like, tons of side quests. I'll be like, I'll do this stuff when I'm done. And once I'm done, I'm like, all right, what's the next game coming out? I'm notorious for that. Terrible. Terrible human being.
Let's see. I don't think there was a lot of news. Comic-Con happened over the weekend. Wasn't much going on there, though.
I heard it wasn't much, but my old boss was there, and he was posting photos all the time on Facebook, and one was, like, randomly, he was, like, 3 feet away from Ron Jeremy. I don't know what Ron Jeremy has to do with Comic-Con, but I thought that was funny. I don't know. Was there anything out of... Well, there was the movie trailers out of Comic-Con that looked... I saw the Batman versus Superman one.
Yeah, that was actually a really good trailer.
It was good, but here's the thing. Is like, it's so clearly Zack Snyder's like sequel to Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah, I mean... Yes.
But, you know, I thought there would be more of a crossover vibe to it where you get a little bit of, like, a Batman movie feel, too. And it didn't really... It was just kind of like Batman's there to, like, stop this crazy alien Superman dude from doing shit. Which is, like, what the fuck is Batman going to do? I get he's got, like, gadgets and brains and shit, but...
Batman can defeat any of the DC superheroes. He's done it multiple times.
With his mind?
He's smarter than everybody, yeah. So he has a contingency plan.
But, like, alright, that's fine and great and all, but, alright, Superman could do anything. He's Superman. Like,
he could, but, I mean, Batman knows his weaknesses. I guess at this point he wouldn't.
Oh, yeah,
because...
I guess, you know, Superman does have a weakness.
Right.
Chocolate.
Pussy,
chocolate.
Right?
Chocolate pussy.
I mean, and here's the thing is I like Man of Steel, so no problem there. I'm all aboard.
Yeah, I'm in on this. Affleck looks good as Batman, Bruce Wayne. I think he's got it down.
That suit looks crazy, too. It looks like all, like he's like Robo-Batman.
Yeah, they're definitely going for like a Dark Knight Returns type vibe, like Frank Miller Batman. So it should be interesting. Wonder Woman looks good. She doesn't say anything in it, but
she was in like a half second, right? It was just like there she is. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I think you see her twice. She's like in some sort of fight.
I had no idea she was in it, so that was a surprise for me. What do I know?
Yeah, and I think the Suicide Squad trailer leaked, but I haven't seen that yet.
I have not, but I heard it's really good, which is crazy because everything I've seen of that looks terrible.
I saw the Star Wars behind-the-scenes trailer, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
Oh, yeah. They're just saying everything we want to hear about that movie, and I hope they're not lying to me.
It's all a giant lie.
Like, they're just like, we're doing practical effects, and when we're in the desert, we're really in the desert. And I was like, yes, that's how you make a movie. Don't fucking do this bullshit when you don't have to. It looks so good.
To be fair, when... Lucas did episode 1, 2, and 3. The scenes on Tatooine were still filmed in Tunisia.
Oh,
in
really?
The desert, yeah. Like that wasn't... Like, he didn't mock that up. That wasn't filmed on a London soundstage.
Well,
everything was added in.
Well, that's funny though because they made a point of saying that. It's like kind of throwing them under the bus, but I guess whatever.
It's like not like yes, a lot of the effects in episode 1, 2, and 3 were not practical effects.
Oh, for sure.
I think Yoda in 1 was a practical effect, but everything else was CG. But they did film the Tatooine scenes in Tunisia, so.
All right, credit where credit's due. I still think they'll be working off a better script and et cetera. I mean, this is one of those weird ones where, like, I just have faith it's going to be fucking great. And I guarantee you that motherfucker's going to do some crazy box office.
Oh, yeah. Like, Jurassic World is, like, had the biggest opening of the year, and that's not going to.
Enjoy that for 6 months because it's not going to last.
Yeah, Star Wars is going to come and blow that out of the water.
Which, by the way, I saw Jurassic World finally. I feel like I was the last one. Fucking awesome.
I really liked it.
The thing is, I am not a fan of the franchise. I saw the first one at the drive-in when it came out, and that's the last I've ever seen in Jurassic Park.
That's the only one you need to have seen, though. I mean, I am a fan of the series, but 2 and 3 are terrible.
Yeah, and I don't feel like I don't feel like I missed anything. It feels like it goes straight off of what happened at Jurassic Park, and that's it. Like,
because 2 and 3 are really not good.
So is it does it ignore those events or what?
Yes. I mean, it doesn't wipe them from history, but yes, it ignores that they have.
Because they do mention like, which a funny scene I thought was. There's like a guy who works in the security room and he's wearing like a Jurassic Park t-shirt and like the lady who works there yells at him about it because some people got killed at that park, you know. That's like okay, that's a reference.
Well, it's on that island. Like that is the island where
I think there was a part where they kind of go to that old area, right?
Well, yeah, cuz the kids hotwire a Jeep. Jurassic Park Jeep.
Right before that, really, I thought amazing sequence when they go on these gyro ball like rides. Like,
yeah.
I want a gyro ball ride. Like, that is fucking awesome. It's just really fun. Like, and something I noticed today, or I saw today on Facebook. Did you notice the part when like the pterodactyls get free out of that one dome thing, and they're like just causing havoc on the park? And there's a really quick, like, 1 second shot of a guy, he's, like, sitting there, and he grabs both his margaritas and runs away with his fucking margaritas.
Yeah, I did. That's evidently Jimmy Buffett.
It's Jimmy Buffett. Yeah. And I saw, like, you can see in the background, they have, like, a Margaritaville restaurant there, but I just didn't think that was him. I don't know. Like, the movie's goofy as fuck like that, and I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't need it to be, like, amazing like story or anything. Like, it was serviceable, and then it set up the action, which was really fun. I thought, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a super smart, like deep characters. It's kind of sexist actually, like the way Chris Pratt acts towards the Clara lady is kind of crazy, but whatever, he's old school. He's like an old school Indiana Jones type.
Yeah. Let's see. Not much in the way of game news though came out of Comic-Con. I guess they announced a Gears of War Xbox bundle or whatever that'll be coming out. And
yep.
Morpheus was there. I guess some people touched that, but not actually at Comic-Con. This was all off the outside somewhere.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was really all that was going on in terms of game news, I think. Oh, well, I guess the big news though is Kojima Productions has been completely dissolved, and Kojima's name was wiped off of. I guess Kojima Productions was wiped off of the box art. They revised the box art for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Not too surprised. It seems like there was a bitter end there. I gotta grab a beer right away because I don't give a fuck about Kojima. But yeah, that's ugly situation.
Yeah, I think that's really it though for news. I guess Legacy of the Void pre-orders are now up.
Oh no, we haven't talked about the big news yet.
What's that?
Nintendo.
Oh yeah, the
we have to wait for Jeff to come back.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I got some little news here. Dead Island 2 lost its developer.
Darn.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Jaeger.
I guess they didn't lose their developer. They were fired by Deep Silver.
They were drinking too much Jaeger. Drinking too much of their own juice.
Yeah, I don't understand the love for Jaeger. Like they made one, in my mind, okay game.
What the fuck did they make?
They made a Spec Ops: The Line.
Oh.
I thought it was okay. Like some people really love that game.
I think people respected that it was willing to be different. I think that was a big part of it, and it had like a interesting story. I didn't like it. Yeah, I didn't play it. Whatever.
Story was okay. I didn't think the gameplay was great. Which to me, like, if you're gonna make a shooter,
it's gotta be rock solid.
Shooting should be good, but yeah. So they're the ones out there, and there's a bunch of people saying, "Well, I'm not interested in Dead Island 2 anymore." Like, you're not interested because they got rid of a developer who has only made two games prior, I think.
Dude, honestly, I feel kind of bad for them because they were given, in my opinion, a franchise that shouldn't continue. Like, it was a novel idea, and it was okay, cheap fun when it came out. Like, there's nothing really special about Dead Island, really.
No, and Techland went on to kind of make that game better over with Dying Light. Like, they...
Yeah, it's a way better game.
Yeah. Which, I mean, maybe Dead Island 2 could be good. What they showed of it over the last 2 years has been terrible, though, so...
Mm-hmm.
Not really surprised by any of that. I think that's it, except for the big news, as Tony said. Satoru Iwata from Nintendo, he died over the weekend.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I guess not suddenly, but.
It felt like it. Like, I was not expecting it. I don't know about you guys. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, I don't think anybody was expecting it. He had just done, like, he had just answered about, like, Metroid and stuff like that recently.
Like, he tweeted right after. So, he did an investor, like, in some investor thing. So it was, I don't know if he even knew. You know what I mean? Like,
we don't know. I guess he had been sick for a while. I guess he had, some sort of... what I heard on the Giant Bombcast, listening to that today, was that he had stomach cancer, I guess, and he had been going to see a bile doctor. That's why he missed E3 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wasn't there this year, but they didn't really have a whole lot going on this year either.
Yeah, like, no one thought it... I didn't think it was because of health issues. Like,
right, they didn't, like, let... In 2014, he did miss it because of health issues, but they didn't say anything about it this year, so...
But he just, I guess this is just, you know, how any professional would handle it. He had no real signs of, well, this is the end for me, like, you know, like...
Right.
He had posted something on Miiverse not too far back, like maybe a month back, saying, I'm much slimmer now since my surgery or whatever... And so I've changed my me to reflect that, so I look a little skinnier, you know. It was, like, really lighthearted, like, I'm doing fine, guys, you know. Like, so, and the thing is we don't know whether he knew. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he knew that he was in real bad shape and just was not telling people.
Right.
But also, like, it could just been, like, he thought he was doing okay, and you never know with that stuff. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but...
Right.
It's too bad. For sure.
Oh, very much. I mean, he's kind of been the guy who ushered in, like, this new age of Nintendo over the last 10-12 years or so.
Well, he was president since 2002, so he was... Yeah. I mean, he had some of the crappier years, but he also had, like, the Wii years.
And the DS. And honestly, although it's a commercial failure, like, GameCube is one of my favorite systems of all time. And so he presided over that, too. So it was an interesting wild ride while he was the president.
He was also a developer. Like, he was, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's been with the company.
A lot of the presidents of the companies you look at now, they're businessmen, but he wasn't that. He came up with the ranks of Nintendo. And...
Yeah, he's a programmer, you know. Like, I guess he saved a bunch of games.
Aside from some of the other stuff, but, like, Smash Brothers, the original Smash Brothers, I guess, was, like, in danger of not shipping, and he sat down and, coded some of that stuff.
I heard he kind of, like, saved Earthbound.
And
he'd come in last minute and do this shit. Like, a lot of it was some Pokemon game. He like, doubled the land. They added, like, a whole new area that they thought they could not fit in the game, and I guess he somehow compressed the whole file for the game down. Whatever, I don't know how any of that shit works, but, you know, that's kind of a rare thing I would think in a lot of companies in general, is a guy who knows how to do the job he's asking people to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he was one of the, I guess he was one of the developers and designers behind Kirby and Brain Age, and, like, and he's definitely one of a kind out there.
And he was a presidents. Fun personality. It was fun mm-hmm. to, I think, poke fun at him, and I think he kind of liked to poke fun at themselves too, you know.
Right. So I mean, it's a huge loss for them. I guess Miyamoto and Genyo Takeda are going to be, I guess, they're like interim running things.
See, I thought I read that they were in consideration.
Let's see.
Here's what I will say about it. I hope Miyamoto doesn't. I don't want him to run the company. I don't know who else you put in, but, like, Miyamoto, to me, he needs to stick to the software. And even, like he said, he's like this is weeks ago now, he said, I'm not messing with the NX. Like, I don't want to do hardware anymore. I just want to overlook what they're doing in terms of software. And I think could he step into that leadership role? Maybe, but then maybe he's like, we need to do Virtual Boy 2. Like, he's that fucking wacky, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm worried where he would drive the company, given complete reins of you know, that company.
Well, I mean, you got to figure right now they're going to be following whatever, like, the roadmap that Iwata left for right now. So whatever the NX is, like, they're probably going to continue working on that. But yeah, well, like, in the future, could be Virtual Boy 2.
He'll get an idea, and he'll be like, I think this would be real great for this gardening game, and we're going to build a whole system around it. And you're like, dude, that's the thing, in my opinion, they have to get away from as a company, is thinking that every... I mean, I know people would disagree with me on this, is thinking that every console has to have a gimmick. Just make it right. Make it solid. And...
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get away from gimmicks. Like,
I don't think so.
I mean,
they think it holds them apart, and...
Yeah,
I mean, it does, but it also makes them harder to develop for.
Yes,
very much so. Like since the N64, when they started with their gimmicky bullshit, like.
But this N64, that became a standard, the analog controller. Like,
sure, but it wasn't necessarily good on the N64. Like.
No, but I'm saying no console at that point had an analog controller, like. Because I remember that was a big thing when you played Mario.
I heard this discussion earlier today. The Saturn actually had analog controls before.
Okay, but nobody owned it. Nobody.
Right. Nobody owned a Saturn. That's
and
true.
That was like that. I think that was not the original controller. I think they.
No, it was an add-on controller. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's on the
much
Saturn.
Much like the PlayStation. Like the PlayStation didn't launch with analog controls.
But that's a huge difference, because then a lot of their games, like their 3D games, like, go back and play the original Tomb Raider. It plays like garbage because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mario 64 was like a revelation when you played that. You're like, oh my god, you could play games in 3D and they can feel this smooth. And then, you know, look at after that, there hasn't been a system without an analog controller. So yeah, sometimes the things they do are like, they are like pushing the envelope and they're right. And then sometimes it's a gimmick and they got lucky, like with the Wii.
Sometimes it's the Wii U.
And sometimes, and that's the thing I hate about the Wii U is like, I love it. I think it's a great idea. Like, two screen, like, you know, you use your television and the screen on your controller. Like, I love it. No one else does. I don't understand, but like, to me, it's less gimmicky. Like, it feels more natural than the Wii.
It's not that no one else does, though. It's that. So, like, I guess what the Wii did, though, was like, they, you were able to go, like, here's what you do, and you show them bowling, and that's what everybody bought a fucking Wii for. Because, like, you knew you knew how to bowl. Like, you could understand it. Like, the Wii U is, like, it's completely different. It's a way different gimmick, and it's something that, like, we see value in, but it's harder to sell. Like, you're not going to get grandma in front of the TV. Like, what does she care if she can play Mario on the side, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just, and I know it's probably the wrong business decision, because it's kind of what the GameCube was. It was kind of in line with the other systems. They had a different kind of disc for it, whatever, but it had more power than a PS2, and it failed. But I just want them to just make something on par with the other systems and make sure you have a software lineup and sell the fuck out of it. So then you have an install base and, you know.
But aside from the Wii, when have they done that since, like, the Super Nintendo?
Well, they needed to hire someone to sell the fuck out of it, is what I'm saying. Like, sell that shit, dude. Make good commercials. I don't know.
I don't think they don't make good. Like, Sony sold a shit ton of PlayStation 3s and PlayStation 4s. Their commercials are terrible.
Well, that was all off of E3, really. It was
the PlayStation 4, yes. Yeah. But the PS3, like, remember when they would, like, they were advertising the PS3 with the PS9 commercials? Like, do you remember that shit? Like, the future. And it's like, it was some weird thing, and it was like, they were advertising for the PlayStation 3. Like,
yeah, but the thing about that, they're coming off the most successful console ever. So you're going to have the residual customers off that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people are going to stick around.
Then the Wii became even more successful, and like, they didn't keep that install base. So.
Right.
Yeah, no, 100% good factor. But that's the thing, is because the Wii was such a fucking out there gimmick.
Right, like, it was a Wii sports machine.
Like, it was the thing that people bought and played with for like a few weeks, and then they're like, I never used it again.
Yeah, and it had a huge install base, and what sold on it? Just Dance. You know, like, it's...
And it was the right price, too. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Where everything else was $400, like, it was, what, $250 and then $200, and, like, it was the right price. The Wii U is... like, what, $50 less than an Xbox One?
Right.
Like, it's a hard sell on that one.
The Wii was practically in, whatchamacallit, you could just buy it off the top of your head. You're like, impulse purchase land.
Right, exactly. Like, people are like, I have $200, I'll buy that. Like,
yeah.
Whereas, like, the Wii U is like, well, I really like the games Nintendo does, but I also want to play... I want to play Arkham Knight. I want to play Metal Gear Solid. I'll just pay the extra $50 or the extra $100 and get the system that has all the other games I want to play on.
I do think, though, that if the Wii U started off with good marketing and like better support from Nintendo, because it wasn't there,
right?
I think it's a different story, because at first they got Arkham City, they got Black Ops 2. Like, the Wii U was like, the third parties were like, hey, this might be all right, and then it sold like shit because Nintendo, that's a must. And they say they learn this every time, and I don't know if they ever will. Here's what you gotta do. First 6 months, Mario, Zelda. Like, it has to have those two big ones in there, and maybe something else like quirky, like Yoshi's Woolly World. Not 4 years in. Oh my god.
or like well, what we didn't get a Mario 3D World until like a year in, right? Like that wasn't a launch title.
Yeah, exactly.
So you had to wait a year for that, and who knows when Zelda's coming or if it's coming, like.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no more of I have to wait 3 years for Zelda. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, you gotta launch with that shit. Like, at least launch window for Zelda. You know, I don't know. Like, and just support it more. Like, expand with your business. Like, they should have been expanding throughout the Wii years and having a bunch of studios going. I don't know. It's a lot to demand, like, because, like, dude, no one demands it of Microsoft or Sony. Like, look at Sony. They've done shit with their fucking, like, what's their first-party output? Nothing.
Yeah, like, they just released, I guess they had Bloodborne, but that's not first-party. That was a second-party game. They haven't had anything else all year, and I guess Until Dawn is their next, like, exclusive.
And guess what? I pre-ordered that shit yesterday.
I want to play it, but yeah. That's like the next game on. That's the next time I'll turn my PlayStation on.
Yeah, that'll be like the first time I turn my PlayStation on, basically.
And then there's nothing else the rest of the year.
Yeah,
it's not that they don't have games, because like you can play all the third party games on there, but it's they don't have anything that specifically to me calls out and says this is why you need this system over an Xbox or. Whatever.
Well, that's what's unique a little bit to Nintendo is like they have to have that. They have to have their software supporting their systems. Otherwise, you ain't gonna get no one else to jump on board because it's just the history is just you know, third party does not sell.
No, like look at and we talked about this a little last week though, but Zombie U is gonna end up coming to Xbox One and PS4.
And watch it sell. Watch it. Nah,
it'll sell better than it. It'll sell better than it did on the Wii U though.
Yeah, just by pure, you know.
Like by sheer force of numbers. Like,
yeah.
There's at least 35 million next gen consoles out there. That's more than. Certainly more than were at launch for the Wii U, and even now, like.
I would say though, if you have a Wii U, just seek that out because it's cheap on Wii U and it's for Wii U.
It's the like best or second best example of like.
Yeah.
What that gamepad can do.
Which is crazy. Like Nintendo has never proven the point of it. Like. I'm trying to think. Has they done anything really interesting with that?
Nintendo Land was alright.
Okay, alright. Yeah, alright, sure.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, fucking packing title. There you go.
Yeah. that's the winner.
Like, you know, like, did Mario do anything? Oh, you know what? Super Mario Maker could be a little bit of a proof of concept there. Like, you know, whatever. Like,
we're talking, what, 3 years now? It's like 3 years in.
Near the end. In the,
right.
Yeah,
you're definitely in the back half of its lifespan, like starting now. So
I will say I have zero or had zero interest in that game, but such positive press about it, plus with what I just found out is it comes with 100 levels. I don't know if you guys remember what you were saying. It's like, yeah, that's great, but you better put some like Nintendo better put some levels on it. There's 100. So
I'm down with that then.
Yeah. I was like, alright, cool. I don't have to make anything or worry about other people making anything.
I can just play their stuff and
give me some insane 2D levels. Alright, cool. It's not what I want really, but yeah,
I don't know where that fits in, but
is that a $60 though?
I hope that's like a $40 game.
It feels like they should do it that way, but if it's as full featured and as amazing as the E3 press thinks it is, like, maybe we're just not seeing it because we haven't gotten our hands on it, you know, but
yeah, and also like we're not going to create levels for it, so
you don't know. I mean, probably not, but it's supposedly so easy, you know, it's super easy, right. Like dick around and you got a level.
It's true,
but yeah, I'm not here to make games. I'm here to play games. So, whatever. I'm sure people will create crazy shit for it, and it'll be fun. But not my top 10 at the moment. Say it, put it that way.
No, I need to get my hands on it. So
yeah.
I don't know if there's any other news. I did want to touch on something that just frustrates me when I read like on the internet and shit.
Don't
so, like,
do that. Don't
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, I shouldn't. I stop, definitely
stop reading
read
the
comments. Yeah, it's something that really frustrates me. But like, so I don't know what people's problem is with Halo 4.
Really, there's a problem with Halo 4?
Like people don't like. I guess like these hardcore people really don't like it.
It's a great game. What?
They don't like Reach either, though, so...
What?
I from the get-go, think there's something wrong with them, but... And it always seems to come down to, like, they'll give you all sorts of reasons as to why, but it all seems to come down to they don't like change. Like, I remember hearing these same things when Halo 3 came out from, like, the Halo 2 people, like... Oh, they changed stuff. They added in equipment. It's going to be unbalanced. It's not going to work. Like, and it's like you can't keep playing the same game over and over. I mean, you can. You can go back and play Halo 2 and just play Halo 2 or Halo 3. But, like, the game needs to evolve. It can't just be what it was the last time. Otherwise, why are we paying for it?
Why are you buying a new one? I mean, they could just change the graphics slightly, but what's the point?
And they've never... And they've never changed the essence of what Halo is. They've added shit that I'm like, fuck yeah, jetpacks. You know, like, yeah, I want to fucking customize my player to look cool, like how I want him. Like, who cares?
Like so like one of the things I read, and I'll just quote it right here, is like they were saying that like Halo's about creating a competitive environment that fosters skill, thoughtful movement, and team coordination. Halo Reach and 4 just don't do that. I'm like,
oh, not?
I'm not. It's like, it's no longer about map control, which Halo 2 and 3 were very much about, like, controlling where the power weapons were. But you still need to be skillful, like, and understand the map, like, understand its strengths and weaknesses. And
do
like,
they not have power weapons on the map in Halo 4?
I believe they do in certain modes, like, other modes, like, you could. Pulling like your drops, you'd be able to.
I did not realize. I didn't even notice
requisitions.
That.
But it's because, like, it. I don't know. A lot of times in Halo 4, you end up playing on Haven. Like, that seems to be in a drift, which are kind of circular maps, and there's very like you have to know those maps and know exactly where the kill points are because that's where everyone flushes to, regardless of whether there's a rocket launcher there or not. Like. Everyone flushes to that area, so I don't understand what people like. Oh, that's not what Halo is. No, it's just not Halo 3 anymore. So
yeah,
you can get over that. That game is almost 10 years old now.
It's not. Yeah. You know what? The one thing I did really enjoy, like appreciate about Halo, is those pickups on the map. That's like an old school, real old school first person shooter thing. I like that they kept around for a while.
Yeah, and they're back in Halo 5 to a point. Like, did any of you play the beta? Do you guys play any of Halo 5's beta? Because they were on there, like, sniper rifles, and that stuff was on the map.
There was a beta?
That's bad.
When was that? I missed it.
Where
totally.
Was my fucking invite, dude? I pre-ordered that shit.
It was... Back in it was you didn't get an invite. It was actually through Halo Master Chief Collection. You had to.
Oh motherfucker!
It was right there. It's like it was, and it happened back before Christmas last year.
Really?
Oh, that's right. It was so long ago.
It started December 19th and ran until like right before New Year's.
Oh.
Or right after New Year's, something like that. Yeah.
Are they going to redo that beta?
Give me another beta. Give me more beta.
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything on that, but I don't believe they will. I know they made some adjustments, but... I just hope it runs out of the box.
I think... I hope to God they've learned from past mistakes. I hope last year was, like, a big learning moment for these companies. Like, yo, can't be that broken. Sorry.
Like, right. It needs to work.
Yeah.
I hope EA has been paying a lot of attention because Battlefront needs to work out of the box.
It never does, though. I mean, it wouldn't be tradition if it...
Yeah, Battlefield's never worked. This game needs to work, because...
Halo's gonna work. Mark my fucking words. It's gonna work.
I think Halo will work, because Halo 4 worked fine.
Yeah, it was... Like, dude, Master Chief was ambitious, and I think they were rushed. Like,
and there were 5 studios working on that. Like, it wasn't just... Everyone wants to blame 343 on that, like... And they were the overseers. They were the ones that ultimately put it out. But
they're like, yo, we're working on Halo 5, so...
Yeah, there were four other teams working on that, and so you're trying to bolt on, like, 4 other pieces of code, and who knows how all that shit went down. And I can guarantee you, though, that is why Gears is not all 3 of them.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's right to put out anything like that, though, now where it's just one game. Like, dude, last gen, Sony was pumping out Jack and Daxter collection, this collection, that. Like, it needs to be collection. I'm sorry. And then Sony just did it with...
Sony just did God of War 3.
It's like,
and they did it last year with... God of War 3? They did it last year, which was even worse. They did The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Like, 6 months into the PlayStation 4, they're like... Last of Us Remastered.
You know what, like, though? Smart play on that. I do think it's smart play because you have all these people coming over from 360. And they were like, I always wanted to play Last of Us, you know?
That's especially when, like, they're running that PS Now shit or whatever it is. Like, I don't know. That just feels really sleazy.
It's a nice game. I mean, granted, we all have our issues with it, but, like... I own it on PS4, I have to admit. I haven't played it, but I own it.
Why?
I gave it my money. Because I'm like, I want to say, yo, good job, guys. Give me more of that, but not really that. But good story. Like, give me that good story.
And, you already gave them your money for that.
And I already, like, gave them my time, which they're not getting.
Right.
Here's what I thought.
You basically flushed your money down the toilet.
I basically wanted to show my girlfriend the opening sequence and see if she'd cry. And then also, I thought I would get into the multiplayer because the multiplayer is fun. It's just, it didn't happen.
Was there anybody playing on the PlayStation 4 or you just didn't try?
I tried it. Yeah, people are playing. Dude, that is a fun multiplayer mode. It's really different and just fun.
Uncharted's multiplayer mode is different. I don't like they're shooting particularly all that much, so...
I think the Last of Us multiplayer is cooler. I'm not good at it, though. I remember I, like, started playing, and all these motherfuckers are, like, real strategic about it, and, like, they know what they're doing. And I was just like, this is fun, and I'm dying. I don't know. That was really cool. Like, it's, like, overlooked multiplayer mode. It really is, but... Oh, well.
Sure.
I overlooked it myself, so I can't complain.
I tried it, did not enjoy it, but it's all right.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's interesting, man. I don't know.
Oh, it's interesting. Like, there's things about it that just wasn't for me. Which is all right.
That's fine. They'll get you with The Last of Us 2.
No. I'm really worried about Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
Because it's those guys that are in charge of it, so.
Yeah, I thought I heard that. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I heard that the last of those people were working on it.
Well, it's Amy Hennig, who was working on that. she left. Bad blood, I guess.
Oh, I heard they scrapped a bunch of shit, too, right?
Yeah. She and then like they scrapped a bunch of her story stuff and I think what I can't remember the dude's name.
Nolan North.
Yeah, he said like they scrapped like a good 2 months worth of work. So I'm really worried about that game, but I hope it's good.
It better be good.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll be happy with my PS4 if I enjoy Until Dawn, because that sounds so cool, man. Slasher movie, video game? Thank you.
I'm in on it.
Sounds good. Like, I haven't even seen any footage of it, so I don't know if it's like a Telltale type game or if there's like a, it's a third person shooter, or all I know is it's a tribute to slasher movies, and that's all.
It's like how it plays. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's more adventure game ish.
That's great. Like, that'd be awesome, dude. That'd like, be so cool.
I don't think it's a shooter. I think it's probably more like Heavy Rain-ish or like that type of that type of game.
But do that with a cabin in the woods with teenagers and a fucking slasher coming after them. Like, dude, oh my god, I'd be so happy. Like, that could pop up in my. It's depending on how good it is, that could pop up in my top 10 easily. And,
Hayden Panettiere is the. I guess she's the star.
I forget. I know who you're talking. Who is she?
She's a short. Blonde actress, really short. She was in Heroes, I believe, originally, but now she's the star of Nashville.
No, I know her for something else. I don't know what, but
She's been in a bunch of stuff, but it's all like nothing. I'm like looking at her page right now. I don't see anything that would stick out. She appeared in Scream 4.
Well, I saw her there. I don't remember Scream 4, but...
Right. But, anyway, she's a cute, like, really short girl. So.
Just, like the same thing we said with the Friday the 13th games, like, give me that and make it halfway decent, and I'm happy. I'm a happy camper, so...
I think that's it. Jeff, there is a question from Justin that you got.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Baseball question.
No, God.
Don't know why.
Save us
The MLB All-Star Game passed by recently. Do All-Star Games mean anything, or should they mean anything?
The MLB All-Star Game means something, right?
Like, it's home field advantage, right? Like,
right.
And how much does home field advantage really matter in baseball?
I thought I saw yesterday ESPN said something like 11 of the last 13 World Series champions like had home field advantage.
Wow.
There you go. There's a
statistical... I don't know what that actually means.
But... Statistical evidence, though, that, hey, maybe it matters.
right. You'd have to look at like the records of the two teams to see.
Right. Like, I mean, there's probably more it goes into it than that.
But... Also, I don't think they've been doing that with baseball that long, right?
No, it's newer. Yeah, no, it's... But I think like that get for me, I could give a like I don't watch baseball anyways anymore, but I just feel like otherwise who gives a fuck about the All-Star game, honestly? Give it some sort of meeting, like.
Well, the Pro Bowl in the NFL is terrible.
And that's why they do it after. They're just like, here you go. Right? Isn't it usually after the season?
They changed it because no one watched it because it was after. So they moved it the week before the Super Bowl.
Stupid.
Yeah, and still no one watches it. So who knows what they'll end up doing with that. I think the only one I find entertaining is the basketball one. In the NBA... I think only because the players are all trying to do really ridiculous stuff that they wouldn't be able to get away with in a normal game.
Right, let's see. MLB has been doing the home field advantage rule since 2003.
Oh, God. Okay, so for a while.
I remember when they changed it, which makes me feel really old now.
Right?
Yeah. I like it, though. I mean... I would rather they have that than nothing.
Yeah, like, I don't think the NFL All-Star Game means shit. I don't think anybody watches it either.
Yeah, never. Fuck that.
All the best players from the two best teams aren't in it.
Right. I was gonna say, yeah, especially if you're, yeah.
Well, yeah, when they moved it from after the Super Bowl to before.
Like, yeah.
It was really dumb.
But even still, all the players with even minor injuries get their surgeries like right after the season and they don't play anyway.
Yeah, so it's not really a true All-Star game. Like the NHL All-Star game is pretty much always terrible. Although if you want to see a lot of goals scored, what you're looking for. But yeah, there's no purpose to that game. I think that's it for questions, though.
That was it. I put out the call, and Justin
answered the call.
He answered it.
I don't know what comes out next week. Is anything? We're in like this really, really dry spell right now.
And that is why I bought golf.
I think Journey comes out on PS4.
Yeah, I think so. But there's an hour. There you go.
Right. Exactly. Although if you own it on PS3, it's free on PS4. So.
I got my free copy of Fallout 3 for pre-ordering Fallout 4.
Why did I not? How, like, what? Was there a process to that, or what?
Did you pre-order it through your Xbox One?
No.
Or did you pre-order it on, like, Amazon or something?
At the old GameStop.
Yeah, you only got the copy if you pre-ordered it from Microsoft.
That's, bullshit.
Well, you'll probably get Fallout 3 if you pre-order it through those other ones. It's
you'll
just
get a code.
You didn't get it immediately.
And I will be backwards compatible, and I'll have it anyways at that point, and I'll not play it either way.
I started playing it again.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's good. Fuck, I mean.
I missed that game. It was so much fun.
I played the intro and got out of the vault, and that's still an awesome moment.
It's just, I like the whole intro too, like the way that like set up your character, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool.
This one looks pretty interesting too, though, the way you kind of do all that for Fallout 4. So, yeah, I might play through that. We'll see. I do hope that it makes its way over to backwards compatible soon, though.
Let me look at this. All right, we got 1 week. 2 weeks. 2.5 weeks, and you know what's going to happen?
30 games for $30.
Oh, yeah, baby. And I got it. After selling Witcher, I sold Witcher for more money than I paid for it.
That's sad, because Witcher's fantastic.
I know. But after selling that and Batman, it's like I got that paid off, and I got five down on Until Dawn, and I got golf for free, or essentially for free.
So, now I'm just gonna throw this out there for you, Jeff. Do you have a Best Buy near you?
Yes.
You might want to spend the $30 and buy into their Gamers Club, because then you'll get any physical games you buy from them for 20% off.
Which, yeah, I think I saw something like that, and I was like, dude, you're fucking fool. But the problem is, like, with GameStop, is like I know all their tricks and trades, and like I know how to work everything, so it's just like, I go in knowing what I'm going to get out of it, and like I know how to do things to not piss them off, and it's like a comfort thing, I guess. But yeah, you're right, dude. Like, it's hard to argue with that. That,
like, if you're buying a lot of physical games,
that's all,
like,
I buy.
I did it to get I went over there specifically because 20% off of Rock Band 4 pays for that membership by itself and saves me some money still, too. So
you better hope that applies to Rock Band 4.
It does.
Yeah.
I looked into that before I did that.
Because they might be like, no, I'm just calling that.
It even applies to Amiibo and, like, Disney Infinity figures and, like, anything video game related, it applies to.
Best Buy's kind of sad for me now, though, when I go in there. It's, like, not what it used to be.
No, it's a sad store. Really, mine is like very wide open.
One here is kind of small, and it just feels like it's dying. And like, you go into like the movie section. Like, I used to, like, as a kid, I used to love to go to Best Buy to go through their movie section. They had a huge horror section, huge action, like, just crazy. And now it's just like, whatever. Here's your horror section. It's like 3 foot by 5 foot. And
yep.
There's everything that has come out in the last like 6 months. There you go. That's it.
You want to go even like sadder than that is take a look at their like music section.
Yeah.
It used to be the bulk of their store.
Yeah, I remember. Like, it was just, it was insanity. Now it's just, I get it. It's just because everything has changed, but I never went to Best Buy for like appliances and shit. I went there for CDs and DVDs and you know, games. Back in the day, it was awesome for that. Now it's like, it's serviceable now. And like that thing, like, it kind of makes me want to do it, but
yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, to me, it made sense. Like, I'm gonna get Rock Band 4, so this is gonna save me some money.
If fucking GameStop ain't gonna give you no 20% off. Tell you that much.
No.
But you build up you build up enough reward points, you could maybe.
I guess. You could get a do like a $50 coupon, right? Like
you could, like, I've done that before. It was like $50 off a purchase, bam. Like, and I still like Game Informer. I'm sure, like, I think Best Buy has a magazine too, but it's garbage. I don't know if it's they even still have it.
I don't know if they still publish it.
They're probably just like, you know what, nobody gives a fuck. But I still like it in my Game Informers. Like, I think it's a pretty good magazine.
Some decent writers.
It's just, yeah, I need to cut the ties one day. But
it's all right, Jeff.
Also, honestly, like, you do get conversation with the people in there. Like, yes, they're getting pushy with you on certain things, but like, they also, like, you could tell, like, they actually kind of like enjoy video games.
Care about, like, yeah. That was the one thing I didn't want to go into Best Buy. But I did. But to pre-order stuff, you don't even need to talk to anybody.
Yeah, it's like,
don't give a shit. There's like a kiosk in the back that, like, you go, okay, like, I want to pre-order Rock Band 4 for Xbox One, and you just hit it. And the funny thing is, I used to pre-order these things at GameStop, and like anything big, they'd be like, you need to put down like a $25 or $50 deposit on it. Best Buy's like $5 for Rock Band 4. I'm like, all right,
done, sold.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
Like the I guess the bad part of it though is like you can't pay for it over time. Like, whereas like with Rock Band, like I used to like, all right, I'll put down whatever you want on it, and then like I would go in every once in a while and like with trade-ins or whatever, just add to that so that when I went to go pick it up, it wasn't gonna be like $200 or whatever, but. Can't do that. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Pull out the credit card, it'll be fine.
I don't blame you for going Best Buy, though. Like, I should do it myself, probably.
I mean, for the most part, I don't buy physical stuff, so, like, Rock Band, you kind of have to.
So it just totally made sense. You're like, well, fuck it.
And even then, I'm saving money, even though I had to buy into their program, but... And maybe I buy, you know, the Lego game. Maybe. I did pre-order the Disney game, so it's Star Wars. I had to.
Hey, for you Lego freaks, I saw that like the Lego Batman 3 is like fucking cheap as fuck on Xbox right now.
I already have it, so.
Yeah. I'm
waiting for Lego Jurassic World to go on sale.
I'm sure it will, but the Lego Batman one was like, it was like, dude, it was like normally $50, and it's like $8. Or I don't know. It's something like really cheap. Like holy fuck. I almost was like, then I remembered I hate Lego games. So they're so boring to me. But
I still like them. But they're fun. There's a new Avengers game coming too.
Yes, yeah. There is. I'm all over it.
Yeah, that last one was really good.
Sold.
All right. Well. You guys will be here next week. I will not.
Fine.
Fozzie should be back.
From the Olive Garden. Better bring us some breadsticks.
Yeah, he did say he was going there for breadsticks, so.
We might have to do a special episode because there ain't shit going on, guys.
We can talk about breadsticks. It could be the breadstick episode.
The breadstick podcast. Well, you guys have fun talking about breadsticks. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And they'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.